Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Lawrence. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill fires over to first and Davis drops the ball. That's an error on Davis. Combs moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to third. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehrig for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Combs moves to third. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball towards center. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Dickey moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Lawrence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawrence takes first base on ball four. Walker moves to second. Heine Shubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Shubel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Combs reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ruth strikes out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 3-0, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Hayworth moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Yankees 3, Tigers, 3. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Crosetti moves to second. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lawrence bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Walker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 0 for 2 in the game. Schubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Lawrence moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Walker. The throw to Gomez covering the plate. The slide. Walker is out. Lawrence moves to third. Schubel moves to second. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lawrence scores. Schubel moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Tigers. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schubel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gehringer bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Stone moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. with a walk. Lawrence hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schubel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. JoJo White pinch runs for Ray Hayworth. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. White steals third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Billy Real pinch hits for Harry Davis. Billy Real is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Real hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Chief Hoxett now pitching. Muddy Rule now catching. Dale Alexander now playing first base. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Combs strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Stone reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Bill Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawrence strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.